Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 26th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 31 to 33. Six godly qualities of a righteous person. We read in Isaiah chapter 33 verses 15 and 16 like this. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. As Isaiah is prophesying about the impending judgment that is destined for everyone, there is hope for the righteous. As in some of the Psalms, which contain questions and answers regarding the conditions for admittance to worship, Isaiah describes the qualities of those who will escape punishment and dwell with the Lord in safety forever. The six qualities of a righteous person are listed here. Number one, lives a life displaying righteous behavior, that is, walks righteously. Number two, speaks only what is right and true, that is, speaks uprightly. Number three, does not oppress weak people in order to make money, that is, hates money from dishonesty. Number four, makes it plain that his or her integrity cannot be bought with bribes, that is, refuses to take bribes. Number five, does not listen to suggestions for eliminating opponents by resorting to violence. And number six, cannot tolerate evil at any time, even the very appearance of evil. The conduct of the godly are also described in many scriptural passages, and the person who pursues a godly character will enjoy two major benefits that we read in Isaiah chapter 33 verse 16. One, he shall be safe. That is, he shall escape the devouring fire and the everlasting burning in hell. And number two, he shall be supplied. That is, he shall want nothing that is necessary for him. On high refers to God's dwelling, the place the righteous will go to live with God forever. God will make their lives secure when he comes to reside in and rule over Jerusalem. So let us sincerely attempt to live godly lives every day. This will surely pay off in the end.